Thomas Edison, written by Joanne C. Wachter. Focus question. What traits describe Thomas Edison, and how did they affect his actions? A curious boy. From an early age, Thomas Edison loved to question things. He spent his whole life learning why and how things worked. Once he knew how things worked, he tried to figure out how to make them work better. Thomas Edison invented or improved over 1,000 things, some of which we use every day. Many people think of him as one of the greatest American inventors of all time. Young Al. Thomas Alva Edison was born on February 11, 1847. Al, as he was called as a boy, did not do well in school. In those days, students memorized facts. They didn't explore and ask their own questions, which is what Al loved to do. Al's mother took her son out of school and taught him at home. She taught him to love to read. His father gave Al 10 cents for every classic book he read. Al started to work on the railroad when he was 12 years old. He sold food and newspapers. Al used the money he earned to buy books and science supplies. He set up a lab in a baggage car until an accidental fire ended his experiments. Also around this time, Al lost most of his hearing. As an adult, he would say someone grabbed him by the ears and pulled him onto a train. When he was 15, Al saved a young boy's life. The boy was about to be run over by a boxcar when Al grabbed him. The child's thankful father offered to teach Al how to be a telegraph operator. As Al grew older, he traveled around the country as a telegraph operator. He wanted to be called Tom and continued to be interested in science. He spent much of the money he earned on books and supplies. Do you know? The telegraph let people communicate before the invention of the telephone. It used a code of dots and dashes, or short and long beeps, to form letters. Edison, the inventor. After a few years, Edison decided to become a full-time inventor. Some of his early inventions were improvements on the telegraph. For example, he found a way to send 2 messages and receive 2 messages at the same time. Earlier telegraphs could only send or receive 1. Edison received his first patent for an electric vote counter in 1869. The invention did not do well. Edison continued to invent. He said he would not give up, no matter what happened. A new lab. Edison found partners and began to build and sell some of his inventions. In 1876, he built a lab in Menlo Park, New Jersey. It was the first for-profit research lab in the world. People called it the Invention Factory. There, Edison worked for many hours each day, and many of his workers stayed with him just as long. Edison sketched his ideas in notebooks. he gave the sketches to his workers, who then created the inventions. Edison filled 3,500 notebooks with ideas for inventions. Not all of those ideas worked. Edison continued to work. He said he needed to find out all the ways something didn't work to find out the way it did. Edison's family. Edison married Mary Stillwell in 1871. They had three children, Marion, Thomas Jr., and William. Mary died in 1884. Edison married his second wife, Mina Miller, in 1886. They had three children, Madeline, Charles, and Theodore. Important inventions. The telephone was invented in 1876, but it didn't work well. People had to yell into the phone to make themselves heard. The farther away the telephones were, the worse it was. In 1877, Edison and his team developed a way to make a caller's voice louder and clearer, even over long distances. Edison also wanted to find a way to record words and play them back. He invented a machine called the phonograph. The first thing Edison recorded was Mary Had a Little Lamb. Some didn't believe the machine worked. They thought someone was talking in another room. The phonograph was quite exciting to people in the 1800s. Edison became famous, but he could not figure out what to do with his invention. All his experiments failed. Years later, after many improvements, the phonograph became popular as a way to record and listen to music. A special project. For many years, people had tried to find a practical way to use electricity to make light. Many inventors created light bulbs. The bulbs either burned too brightly or dimly, or burned out too fast. In 1878, Edison decided to solve this problem. Edison and his team worked around the clock. They had to find a material for the filament, the part of a light bulb that glows. They tried thousands of materials until they found one that worked. Edison opened the lab to visitors. People were amazed when they saw the lab brightly lit with electric lights. The War of the Currents. In the 1880s and 1890s, Edison was involved in a competition with another electric company. Edison's method of delivering electricity was called direct current, or DC. The other company said the method called alternating current, or AC, was better. AC was invented by Nikola Tesla. AC eventually became more popular. Edison's team then had to create an electrical system that could light a building and even a city. In 1881, Edison moved to New York City to help start the first electric power plant. In time, many places replaced gas or oil lamps with electric bulbs. Other exciting ideas. In 1887, Edison moved into a larger lab in West Orange, New Jersey. Around that time, he was shown a machine that quickly played many still images one after another. The things in the images looked as if they were moving. Edison asked one of his workers, William Dixon, to work on two machines. One machine would record the images, and the other would show them. Dixon and Edison invented the kinetograph, a motion picture camera. They also invented the kinetoscope. This projector allowed one person to watch the movie through a small hole. Edison tried to link sound with the images of this new invention. He found it too hard to get the sound and pictures to match, so his films were silent. A remarkable man. Edison continued to put ideas into his notebooks and work with his team to build his inventions. Some of his other inventions included machines for mining, improved batteries, and new uses for cement. During his life, Edison had 1,093 patents, which was a record at the time. He worked until he was more than 80 years old. Thomas Edison died on October 18, 1931. President Herbert Hoover asked people to turn out their lights for a short time. He asked them to think about the great changes Thomas Edison had made in their lives. As Edison once said, "If we did all the things we are capable of doing, we would astound ourselves." Connections. Writing. Research to learn more about one of Thomas Edison's inventions. Create a brochure about the invention to share with your classmates. Social studies. Make a timeline of Thomas Edison's life. Include at least 5 of his inventions on your timeline.